Today, I want to talk about something fundamental to how we interpret and respond to financial markets, and that's the difference between soft and hard data and why this distinction is more relevant in 2025. So we're talking about the distinction between hard data and soft data and what that impact is in us, specifically during 2025 and what's going on right now. So what we need to do though first is we've got to start with some simple definitions. Hard data, hard financial data, it refers to objective, measurable, and quantifiable economic indicators. So these include statistics like GDP growth, inflation rates, unemployment figures, interest rates, retail sales, corporate earnings, you get the point. They're published by governments, by central banks, and companies, and they're based on real economic activity. On the other hand, soft data captures sentiment, expectations, and intentions, right? So it's like what people say they're going to do or how they feel about the economic environment, right? So think of consumer confidence indices, business sentiment surveys, CEO outlook reports, those sorts of things. So that's the first distinction. But one of the other differences and one of the main points here is the key difference here is timing. Soft data is typically available sooner. So for instance, business sentiment reports and surveys, they can be released just days after month's end, giving an early signal of what's coming. That makes soft data a leading indicator, right? It means it can be predictive. Thing though is that it's also very prone to noise and emotion. So hard data, in contrast to that, it comes with a lag, right? Employment reports, inflation data, and earnings that are much more reliable, but they reflect what has already happened. So that makes hard data more of a confirmation tool. So think of it like this. Soft data is the economy's mood, and hard data is the economy's medical report. One tells you how people feel, the other tells you what's actually going on. So what's changed in 2025 is the rise of real-time sentiment analysis using AI. So platforms can now analyze millions of data points from social media, news, and corporate communications to generate real-time soft data. And this has added nuance, but also a high level of complexity. So for example, you know, in 2025, we're navigating a world that is shaped by the aftershocks of persistent inflation, evolving AI-driven productivity shifts, geopolitical tension, for sure, and, you know, and rapid monetary policy adjustments. I mean, Tim has used the phrase multiple times during commentaries in terms of the market whipsaw that we've been experiencing going back and forth. You know, and in this environment, distinguishing between soft and hard data is crucial for interpreting what's truly happening in the economy versus what people believe is happening. If we look at this chart published by Goldman Sachs, we see that so far this year, soft survey data has deteriorated sharply, while hard activity data has remained relatively resilient. You know, many soft data points such as consumer sentiment and CEO confidence, they drop sharply due to uncertainty around interest rates, global supply chains, all that, and headlines sounded the alarm about a possible recession. But hard data told a more complex story. US GDP was still growing modestly. Job growth remained positive, and consumer spending, though cooling, it held firm. So this widening gap has challenged investors' ability to gauge the true underlying strength of the US economy. So while people feel uneasy, the reality looks less dire. Investors who react solely to soft data might exit the market prematurely, whereas those who balance both types of data are gonna make more informed decisions. So this shows us, it shows us the need to interpret both hard and soft data together, and it's even more important now. You know, still, the question remains whether, you know, if activity is going to catch down to surveys or if sentiment will recalibrate up to match the hard data. And we're not sure about that. But, you know, it may well be that as trade policy becomes more constructive, the drag on disposable income and financial conditions from tariffs could be smaller than expected. And so it could potentially reverse some of the recent pessimism in U.S. surveys. What are some implications for us? Three things. First, don't ignore the emotions, and emotions are real, right? And as I told you before, or suggested before, soft data captures shifts in confidence that could lead to real-world behavior. But the second piece, and is a little bit more of a contrast to that, is don't chase the hype, right? Hard data anchors us in reality. This is one of the reasons why we do honest conversations at the very beginning of the entire, you know, financial planning process with our clients. We need to know what people's money mindset is, and we need to know how will they respond, how emotionally will they respond when they see various things happening in the market or when they listen to different things, you know, in the news cycles. So those things are important. It's important for us to go ahead and make the distinction between math and emotion, and how is it that we can actually build together a balanced approach that can help you mitigate that emotion. So that's number two. Number three, and possibly most importantly, is this. Don't treat those two data sets as rivals. They're actually complementary to each other. Smart analysts use soft data to anticipate trends and hard data to validate them. So to wrap up, you know, in 2025, understanding financial markets means recognizing the dynamic between perception and performance. Soft data tells us how people feel. Hard data tells us what they do. And it's the space between those two that holds the key to smart strategy and long-term success.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.